Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. We got an unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we got a great 3 hours for you on this Worship Wednesday. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Let me welcome in my esteemed partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
Wow, I'm esteemed today, huh?
Wow.
I feel like broccoli. Something like that. Esteemed broccoli, no? Thank you,
Alex. Wow, Alex. I tell you what, the standard has been lowered.
No.
My goodness, he's getting last for that?
Alex knows I'm practicing. I'm getting ready for my October 1st show in Santa Monica.
Man.
No,
I mean,
broccoli,
I haven't heard. I gotta be honest. The stuff you've been kicking for the last 3 weeks, I don't know if that's gonna cut it.
Everything's not funny. Everything's not funny. I got new material, Chris. You'll like some of these jokes.
Rob, I said this. You were out this day. Have you ever heard of the comedian David Arnold?
David Arnold.
He was on the show once, but he's kind of was blowing up, right? And he was on the show about a year and a half ago, and he was blowing up. He had created a show on Nickelodeon, that girl Lele. He was working on his third Netflix stand-up. He had had two already that were successful. And I just saw him up at Martha's Vineyard when I was up there
passed away?
In August. And Rob, about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, he died. Just natural causes at age 54.
Wow.
I had grown up with his wife, so that's how I knew him through her.
That's how you, yeah.
But yeah, man, you believe that?
That's unbelievable. 54, too young.
Crazy.
My goodness. So sad.
Are we having technical difficulties? Because I can't hear Rob.
Okay, I hear you fine. Can we fix this? Is there anything, Alex, we could do?
I got you now. I got you.
I got you. You got we good, Chris? Okay,
yeah,
you got me.
Yeah.
I would just say it's a shame. 54 is so young.
Unbelievable.
And of natural causes. Is that really natural causes? Wow.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's get into it. There's a lot to talk about, and we got to introduce the Odd Couple crew. Super producer Danny G, and for super producer Rob G. How you like that? Of course, on the ones and the twos is DJ Alex Tyshirt, aka Alex the Vegan.
No, the meat eater. Stop calling
that. Stop that, Rob.
I don't know.
I'm born again vegan.
I don't think he's ever eaten meat again, man.
Never.
That meat laid him up for about 2 weeks. So
I'm done.
I think he's done with that. And then, of course, on the updates.
Another non-meat either.
Oh, is that Ilo?
It's Monty.
Monty
Bolaños.
Monty, you're a vegan?
I'm not a vegan. I'm a vegetarian.
Okay.
I don't know.
So that means you don't eat meat, right?
I'm not a Presbyterian. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, that's a religion. It's Presbyterian. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Presbyterian. That's somebody who eats fish. I don't eat anything with a face.
So you eat just vegetables.
I eat a lot of veggies. I eat a lot of carbs. I'm the worst.
Oh, but you don't look it. You look good.
No, it's because I'm running to burn off all the carbs.
Okay.
Got to balance.
Yo, on NFL Sunday, she tried feeding us vegan wings.
Hold on a second. I didn't try. I successfully fed everybody vegan wings.
She was pushing vegan wings and fries on all of us.
No,
not at all. Did you throw up in your mouth? Did you throw up in your mouth?
You one of those kinds. That's the kind of vegan I like.
It tasted like those old AMPM burgers at the gas station when our parents were really broke.
Listen. Danny G's a hater. Ask Rich Ornberger. Ask Steve Hartman. Ask Ryan. Everybody else loved him.
Party, my God.
They loved him. Danny G's just trying to cause problems.
Those guys all do yoga too. Hot yoga. Okay.
No doubt. All right.
Well, thank you guys. We're gonna have a fun show. We got Greg Jennings joining us at the bottom of the hour, as he does every Wednesday. Rob, let's get into it. No surprise to me, probably not to you. We said it. Once LeBron James got the ball rolling with his tweet saying the NBA got it wrong with the way they had handled the Robert Sarver situation, Chris Paul then chimed in with a tweet. PayPal said it would not sponsor the Suns as long as Sarver was in his current position as owner. And the NBA Players Association came out and said he should be removed. And then Draymond Green piled on and said the same thing. And now Robert Sarver has announced today, Rob, that he is going to sell the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury of the WNBA. I think that's what needs to happen. And don't shed any tears for him. I mean, obviously, what he did was ridiculous anyway. But he also is going to make a killing on this sale. It was like Donald Sterling, Rob. Bought the team for $12 million, sold it for $2.1 billion. So don't feel bad for it.
No, no one's going to feel bad. But I have to say this. I think the commissioner, Adam Silver, misread the room. And
clearly,
he botched this. And I think any talk of Adam Silver being the all-time great commissioner goes out the window. He didn't understand that there was no way Sarver was ever going to be able to take back his team in a year, Chris. And when he got up there and had that ridiculous press conference and talked about it, he set a precedent, and times have changed with Donald Sterling. I just cannot believe. That's why I said to you from Jump Street, I thought the NBA went soft on him. And I didn't believe that the players and advertisers were going to be as cool and as dismissive as Adam Silver was, which was, well, not much we really can do, you know, there are laws or whatever. No, right. No, yes, there are. Because it's not just your own show. And when the players have a voice and the advertisers have a voice, what in the world did Adam Silver think was going to happen? That everybody was going to welcome this guy back, Chris, after a year? It's not that he should be sent to the Lions or something, or he can't live. But it doesn't fit with what the NBA is about, players that make up 75% of the league are black, African-American, whatever term you want to use. And to think that they were going to, you know, like turn the other cheek and act like nothing happened after a year. Didn't he see what Donald Sterling and how the players had threatened not to play the playoffs? How, Chris? That's the part that I don't understand. I think Adam Silver misread everything, and LeBron was right. That's why I applauded him, Chris, when he came out with that tweet. The league got it wrong. Adam Silver got it wrong. And Sarver understands that he can't go on. That's why he's saying, I'm going to sell. If he really believed he had a chance, or he didn't, Chris, he would have said that or told Sterling or told the commissioner, all right, I'll sell, I'll get out. Because he thought the commissioner was going to be able to smooth this over and right. Have people be okay in a year. And Silver was wrong.
Well, I agree with you. Adam Silver definitely misread the room, and that was evident right away as the players and others began to come out. And I'm glad you brought up Sarver as far as, you know, realizing he couldn't go on. Let me read this statement because I have some problems with this statement.
Chris, I read it too, and I'm with you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Here's the statement. As a man of faith, I believe in atonement and the path to forgiveness. I expected that the commissioner's one-year suspension would provide the time for me to focus, make amends, and remove my personal controversy from the teams that I and so many fans love. And let me finish this, Rob, because I got something to say about this thing. Then he goes, but in our current unforgiving climate, it has become painfully clear that that is no longer possible, that whatever good I have done or could still do is outweighed by things I have said in the past. For those reasons, I am beginning the process of seeking buyers for the Suns and Mercury. Robert Sarver, you should be, once again, you should be ashamed of yourself. This is a terrible statement. Number one, you put the blame on everybody else. In our current unforgiving climate.
Can I just jump in real quick? Real quick?
Yeah.
Donald Trump was elected president. Chris, the stuff that he said, people overlooked it and forgave him and just were like, well, I still think he's going to be a great president. So this whole idea that no one gets a second chance or people aren't forgiven for their past.
I don't even think people forgave
But I'm saying,
Trump. I think they
But I'm saying it didn't stop them from
saying
like, okay, well, he can't be president and I won't vote for him. That's all I'm saying. Is this not across the board? If you do something, something bad is going to happen and you never could redeem yourself.
Deshaun Watson's getting a second chance.
There you go.
It's replete. The environment is replete with people getting second chances. That's number one. Number two, he starts off as a man of faith. Okay. Well, I doubt he's become a man of faith within the last 2 weeks. So he thought of himself as a man of faith probably for years. Robert Sarver, you show us your faith by the way you behave, by the way you act. We don't believe you're a man or a woman of faith just because you say so. You have to show some fruit of being a faithful believer. Period. All right? And we read the report. And there's no fruit. It's negative fruit. Where was your faith when you were repeating the N-word all those times? Where was your faith when you were sending pornographic photos and videos to freaking people that worked for you? Where was your faith then when you were talking about all types of inappropriate sexual stuff in staff meetings? Where was your faith then? That's how, show me your faith then. All right? You know people by the fruit of their life. That's how we know your faith, not because you say it. All right? So that don't give me that. And I'm not saying you can't be forget. Look, here's the third thing, Rob. There is a difference between, and a lot of people don't understand this, so this will be good for people. There's a difference between forgiveness and justice. Okay? Robert Sarver can be forgiven, but justice still must be served. Just because you're forgiven doesn't mean you won't be punished. My daughters, as I was raising them up, they did things wrong. They did things that upset me, and every single time I forgave them. But you know what? There was also some punishment. Because that's justice. The forgiveness comes, but then the justice comes. And justice is necessary because you have to set it. One, you have to let that person who you're forgiving understand that he did wrong. If you just let people go, I'll forgive you, go on and don't, there's no justice, they may not recognize their wrongdoing, and then they go on and continue to hurt and harm people. So that, look, I mean, he didn't harm me, but obviously I'm black, I don't like him using the N-word like that. I forgive him, but justice must be served. And so let's separate the two. You had no reason to put in such an unforgiving climate. Stop it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to Major League Baseball, where we are on the verge of something historic. Aaron Judge last night hit home run number 60, and he's now obviously two away from breaking the mark, the American League mark and the Yankees mark that Roger Maris owns, set it in, what, 1961?
Yep.
He matched Babe Ruth's all-time high of 60. And it's going to, you know, he's going to do it. It's just a matter of when, not if, we all believe. But, Rob, he also is right now, if the season ended today, he would win the Triple Crown. Batting 316, which would top the American League. 60 home runs, 23 more than the nearest, second nearest.
Which is mind-boggling.
That's unbelievable. Those are the types of distances Babe Ruth put
when he
between
played.
Himself, yep, and the nearest competitor. We haven't seen that really since then. And he's RBI. He's going to win that hands down. The only one that's close, Xander Bogaerts, is batting 315. And Aaron Judge 316. So that one is going to be tough to hold on to. But
and he's Judge had a hit in his first at bat. So his average, you know what I mean? Like that's a big.
Yep. That'll hit. Help him.
That'll help him big sure. time when you get a hit like the first time up. Yep.
Yep. And so, Rob, here's what I want to ask you. We've talked about how, you know, some people think he's going to be the single season home run king if he tops Roger Maris. Both you and I disagree with that. It's still, yep, Barry Bonds. But so I want to ask you this. Is this the best, let's just say hitting, because some people will say Shohei Ohtani for, you know, pitching and hitting well. But is this the best offensive season of the century since the year 2000? I mean, if you want to go beyond that, feel free.
It might be the best, Chris, when you really analyze and pull the covers back on this season. If he were able to win a triple crown, break the all-time record, right? And when you start to look at his numbers and think about his batting average, Chris, people don't have batting averages anymore. You know what the average batting average is in baseball right now?
What?
243.
Wow.
It's at the lowest point since 1967.
That should be cause for alarm.
That should be.
I mean, I guess they're going to hopefully that'll be fixed. I know it'll go up, yeah, with the shift being.
But Chris, not only is it the shift that takes hits away from people. Pitchers, they carry more pitchers than ever before.
Yep.
Guys are specialists. Guys come out of the bullpen with great arms. In Babe Ruth's days, in the early days of baseball, guys pitched doubleheaders, Chris. No, they did. Nobody would pitch a doubleheader today.
In our day, guys pitched complete games.
And they pitched complete games, right? If you were the star pitcher of your team, you would pitch 8 or 9 innings every time you went out. That's just how it was.
Yep.
So you were facing guys that didn't have the gas and the juice that these guys have. That's why I think when you add in the Triple Crown, it's not just like he's got 60 home runs and he's batting .210, Chris. He's not the strikeout home run, or home run, which is the era we're in now.
A lot of times, right.
He's not that.
Which is great.
So I think when you think about those things, when you think about who he's facing and playing against, I'm not going to negate Bayrouth's numbers. He played in a league with no black or brown players, no Latin players. He didn't play against the best of the best. We know that some black and Latin players are some of the best players who ever played the game. That's just a fact.
And even at that time, I mean, there are people that will tell you
Josh Gibson
was as good or better than Babe Ruth.
Absolutely. And he didn't play against those people.
Right.
So my point is that Aaron is playing against the world now, the world's best players. Shohei, all these other players, Chris, from Asia and all over South America. And you're like the best of the best in the world now play in the major leagues. That wasn't always the case.
Right.
But now when you factor all of those things in, and here's the last part. He's playing on a winning team and the games he plays in matters. I'm not here to rip Shohei. I'm not here to rip Trout. No, I'm not. Chris, they haven't played a meaningful game since May. Let's just be honest.
No,
Aaron Judge
true.
Is playing in pressure-packed situations where the Yankees need him to hit and play well, and he's playing center field now. He moved over from right. I mean, he's been incredible. It to me, if he wins a Triple Crown and he sets the record and has 65 home runs, I'm going to consider it the greatest season that baseball has seen.
Wow. 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 All right, I am not. And it's tremendous what he's doing. And I maybe, Rob, I don't think so because I know where you stand as far as the home run record.
No, it's
but
Bonds.
I don't know if I don't know if you were overlooking Bonds in 2001.
No, I'm not.
Because of the PED use. Okay, so I'm that. To me, and you know I've said it, and I stand by it right now, Barry Bonds is the best baseball player I've ever seen in my life.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you.
Okay. And that year, and I get it, Rob. Look, I do think he used PEDs. I think you do, too. I mean, he even admitted it, right? Just unknowingly.
Right. He rubbed the clear on him.
Yeah. He didn't know. that's what it was.
That's what he said.
He thought it was just some regular old Johnson & Johnson lotion or something. But anyway, in 2001, Rob, and the Giants had a very good year. They didn't make the postseason, but not as many teams made it back then. I don't believe they made it that year in 01. But they did have a winning record, and they were in the hunt. Rob, when he hit that's the year he hit the 73 homers, had 137 RBI, which didn't lead the league, but he walked 177
times. No, that's
incredible.
That's a ridiculous
number.
That's why his on-base percentage was ridiculous. Right?
He led the league in on-base percentage, in slugging, in OPS. His OPS was astronomical, better than Judge's.
What did he bat that year?
He batted .328.
Yeah, no, that's great batting.
See, that's why, better batting average, at least at this point, more RBI, obviously going to have more homers. The walks is just dwarfs what Judge has done. And basically all the numbers he leads Judge. And again, I get the situation. But, Rob, that's the best season. Judge, I will say this, and this is one of the best compliments I can give Judge.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost Bonzian what he's doing, right? Like every time he steps up, you feel like he's going to homer.
I do feel like that right now, don't you? I did.
And he hit one yesterday. That's what Bonds was doing. Bonds was seeing one good pitch a game and knocking it out the park. It was ridiculous.
No.
And, so I got to – wouldn't you put Bonds, I mean –
The only difference, Chris, and I'm not taking anything from Barry Bonds. I agree with you. He's the greatest player I ever saw. He is. But it's like this season is so unique considering where the game is now. That's what is so impressive, that people don't have a good batting average anymore. Guys are just sluggers or softball players, Chris, taking rips, right? Hitting home runs. Judge is hitting for average. He's driving runs in. He's batting leadoff. He's just everything that he's done, and he's helping his team win. When I add all that together against better competition as far as pitching and people being specialist and having fresh arms thrown at you.
It was a lot of that in 2001, though. Not quite to this extent.
No, right. But, you know, but the game has changed from that then.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But I agree that Bonds put in an unbelievable year. And you just said it. He didn't even lead in RBIs. And obviously he walked a lot. So that stopped plenty of opportunities.
Right.
And I remember them walking in a run once or twice, Chris. I think Buck Showalter walked in a run rather than pitch to Bonds. You know what's funny?
Judge leads the league, Rob, with 93 walks. Like I said, Bonds had 177, basically twice as many.
Yeah. In this day and age, to be able to do what he's been able to do with the pressures that are on him, with the way the game is played, with the shift, with all the other things that have taken so many hitters out of, you know, the conversation, Chris, for batting average and being more than a swing for the fence kind of guy. Judge has bucked the trend. And I you will agree now. I think some of the Ohtani guys, because you already thought Judge was the MVP.
I already thought.
But don't you think that even some of the Ohtani people probably right now are like, it's hard
Crown will sway them toward Judge if they were leaning toward Ohtani. I think you'll get a few. I mean, we heard CeCe Sabathia.
Yeah, that'll be
some votes. Other people say that, you know, he should get it every year. But I think Judge is going to win it going away, Rob.
I do,
no
too.
I think the pendulum has swung.
Yeah.
And I think Shohei, I don't think it'll be a Russell Westbrook situation with the triple-double where next, you know, people will begin to maybe belittle what Shohei's doing.
Like it was a fad.
I think he's going to win more MVPs. But this is just a year where Judge is doing something historic. Like you said, it's the best season you've ever seen.
It is.
Offensively. I say it's the second best.
We haven't seen that many guys hit 60 home runs.
Really? Right.
You know, like that. Like that's the big
thing.
That's
an understatement.
Yeah. And then to add to that, like this guy's about to
lead the league in batting.
Yeah.
And to do it while getting a triple crown. No, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
He's an NBA champion, a sharpshooter, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Eddie House. E House, what up?
Eddie.
What's happening? What's going down, gentlemen?
We are good. We are good, brother. And look, you're out there in Phoenix. You live out there.
That's right.
Have you gotten a sense of what people feel like, you know, with the news that Robert Sarver is going to sell the team? You know, what are you hearing out there? What are you sensing just from being in Phoenix?
Well, I think the fan base have always not been a huge Robert Sarver fan, to be honest.
And even before all this, right?
Even before all this. And the fact that he's selling out, that they're – over the moon for that. You know, they're happy. They feel like the team will go in the right direction, even though they have been, you know, going in the right direction with, and I think that's in part with James Jones and being able to bring in the right players finally. But they're happy that they're able to move on from him and kind of get that dark cloud over the organization.
Hey Eddie, I said shame on Adam Silver, the commissioner. I think he totally misread the room. He thought that somehow players would accept Sarver back after a year, knowing after reading that report and the stuff that he did. He didn't. I said it from day one. I never thought that he should be able to keep the team. And Adam Silver had a press conference where he basically was like, well, it's out of my hands. There's nothing he could really do. And the players and advertisers showed Adam Silver what to do. So are you surprised that he misread the room and that players weren't going to have this?
I don't think he misread the room per se. I think what he did do was just he was under a different pressure, right? He has to answer to the owners. And I think that he more than likely had a number of conversations with them, and I'm not sure if they were privy to reports. I'm quite sure they were. And I don't think that he misread the room. I just think that his hand was forced from the owners. The owners was like, hey, this is good enough. And I think what happened and his hand got forced was when the players got a hold of the report, was able right. to read it, and then the pressure from the players because, again, the players drive the league. It's a players-driven league. You know, you don't have players, you really don't have a league. You don't have great players. And when the stars speak out, right, that's, to me, when everything shifted. You know, that was the domino. That was the first domino to create the domino effect was LeBron James coming out and speaking out. And then you seen Chris Paul speak out on it. And then from that point on, I think it was a different pressure that he had to deal with after that. So then, you know, Sarver basically, he got forced to sell the team and because of the players' pressure that they put on him. I think that Silver just had his hands tied. He only could do what he could do, you know?
Eddie, there was a report earlier this week about the NBPA Players Association and the league. You know, they're talking about issues for the collective bargaining agreement. And it looks like both sides are in agreement that they're going to drop the age Good. Requirement from 19 to 18 and basically let kids come straight out of high school. How do you feel about that? You obviously played in the league when that was still allowable. What are your thoughts on, you know, you like that or you like it better the way it is, one and done?
No, I think it's better because a lot of these kids don't even need to go to college, don't have the opportunity. Think about when Zion busted through his shoe. Imagine if he would have tore his knee up and didn't have the chance to come out because he got hurt and had no business playing college basketball, was definitely head and shoulders above everybody in college basketball, the reason why he was the number one pick. So if you're able to come out and you have the ability, you have the talent, and now it's up to the league executives, and the scouts and all those guys to actually do their due diligence in
spot on.
And scouting these kids and making sure that they get the right one. So I think their feet will be held to the fire a little bit. And if you can play, there's no need for you to go to college because it's basically laughable. Think about it. They go to school for maybe what, 4, 5 months, 6 months?
And right. Then, yep. They don't even go to the second semester.
Not even a full season. Not right. even a full year. Exactly.
Right, and then just preparing for the league. So it's kind of laughable when you think about it in that way. So I'm glad that they're able to do it back because there were so many kids that didn't get an opportunity just to go straight out of high school, had to waste one extra year, even though they were so talented to even get to the league. That's just 1 year wasted, one opportunity. Just anything could go wrong within that season.
Eddie, are the Lakers crazy, Meshuggah, to not make a deal to get rid of Westbrook? And I know they're hemming and hawing, and they don't want to give up this, they don't want to give up that. LeBron's clock is ticking. We already know, like, this thing didn't
work. And they got Schroeder and Pat Bev. It's going to be crowded.
Right, but you got, like, what are they doing? Why aren't they willing to make a deal if someone, who is it, Indiana, Chris, is now saying that they'll make a deal and take Westbrook, but you got to give to get?
Those picks aren't going to be that good anyway. It's crazy.
Yeah, I just don't think that nobody really wants to take on that Westbrook contract, number one. And number two, if they do, they're going to ask for a bunch of things. And, again, if you're the Lakers, Westbrook's not the problem. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. The problem is Anthony Davis not being healthy because they gave up a lot of young players and some assets to get Anthony Davis, who hasn't played a full season in his whole career. I don't think he played over 70 games in his whole career. So you have a guy, you did get the championship. I think, and this might sound crazy, I would look to cut bait with him. I think he has more value on the trade market and try to find something. But I know the reason why you can't because LeBron's clock is ticking, like you said, Rob. But at the same time, if you're looking at it as a business, you have to say, hey, man, you know what? We really can't rely on this guy. You know, how can we
This is supposed to be the next guy. LeBron's supposed to pass the torch. LeBron's been trying to pass the torch, and he hasn't been able to do so because Anthony Davis is not there to get the handoff. So, to me, that's been the problem. Westbrook really hasn't been the problem to me.
Yeah, I'll say this. If Anthony Davis goes down again this year and has the same type of injury problems he's had, you know, in the past, maybe I'm foolish, Eddie, for giving him a shot this year, you know, from thinking, okay, let's see. I think this year he'll be healthy and he and Brown will be able to do their thing. Because we even got to look at that year he was healthy. They had a four-month hiatus, right, before they went to the bubble.
That's the only year that he was healthy, right.
I keep saying that. Yeah. They played a few months and they stopped for a long period of time, then they came back. So that wasn't a real example of playing a full season because it was such a huge stoppage in between. An opportunity for everybody to get healthy, not just Anthony Davis, but for everybody. So I look at it like he is who he is. He's been getting hurt. And I think that you have to at some point say, we might have to just go ahead and cut bait with that. We got a championship out of it. So it wasn't a total loss.
One last thing. I know you're a baseball guy. We always ask you baseball questions. Judge Chris has two hits tonight. So, as you know, Eddie, he's in the lead now for the Triple Crown in the American League. If this guy sets the record for home runs in the American League, which it looks like he's going to do, he just needs two, and wins the Triple Crown, is this the best season you could – I don't know, Chris, what'd you say, in the 20th century? Is this the best season put together?
Yeah, this century.
Or is it Bonds is 73 still, or, no matter what Judge
does? I go with Bonds. Rob goes with Judge.
I've got to go with Judge because it's the Triple Crown. You know, he's hitting for average. He's hitting for power, setting a home run record, American League home run record, and then on top of that, driving in all those runs. So winning a Triple Crown is tough. Winning, just being winning any one of those three is tough enough, let alone winning all three of them. And the way he's doing it with the home runs is unbelievable. So I would have to go with Aaron Judge. And guess what? Yankees, you better back the – where's the bank at? Because they're going to have to break it for him.
Ain't no doubt about that. Yeah,
he
should be the highest paid player in the league. And I'm sure if I was in his shoes, I would want to stay with the Yankees.
Chris,
we've seen it. Guys leave, and it's just
Robinson Cano did it.
Robinson Cano, his career was never the same. Jose Reyes left the Mets.
Yep.
And never
Eddie,
was
let me
heard
say
from
this
again.
To you.
I would have to get the money though, because they didn't want to give him, and he could have got some money last year. If they would have, you know, worked with him, now they're going to have to come and see him about something. And if they don't want to see him, then he got to go somewhere else and get that.
But
because
hold,
he definitely deserves it.
This.
And I don't think that if he leaves, he's going to all of a sudden fall off the map. I don't think that.
Robinson Cano
was a little older when he left.
But you might not be playing. Like, the Yankees every year are trying to win the World Series. Every team's not doing that. And I agree with you. Get paid. But I'm saying, like, if the Yankees, the baseline is you got to be the highest paid player in the league. I'm just saying if I were in his shoes and somebody's offering me a little more, but the Yankees are still making me the highest paid player in the league, I think I would stay with the Yankees.
I'll tell you ask Juan Soto if he should have taken $440 million.
I'm just saying, though.
That's a different situation.
Definitely. Yeah. All right, Eddie, we appreciate you.
All right, brother, thank you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.